KADAC. Repeater Saginaw.
KADXQ, clear.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Good morning, this is KB8RCR, temporarily displaced in Mount Pleasant, but listening.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
This is WAQJE Saginaw.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. DAC, repeater Saginaw.
This is KCBOA. Do we have any pre-net check-ins for the Sunday Mid-Michigan net? Please call now. This is Kilo Charlie 8, here at South Lima. Rossi, see? No traffic, right? Okay, got you in there, Rob. Anybody else? And it was ERL.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, I'm on Echo Link.
Okay, Dave, got you in there. Any other pre-net check-ins, please call now. KCVOA.
Oh, Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey.
Okay, we picked up WADW. Any other pre-net check-ins, please call now.
KDHDAZ, Mini Bert, no topic.
Okay, we picked up Mini, and we'll just stand by to 7 o'clock and start the net. KCBUA. This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Rick. My call sign is KCBOA, and I'm located in Saginaw County. I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.24 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with all hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at KADAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. At this time, I'd like to take check-ins from stations that are on short time, mobile, or in and out. Okay, not hearing any, and at this time, I'd like to take check-ins from any Echolink stations. Please call now, KCBOA.
KE8PCQ, I hope you got mine. We're over here in Muskegon, so I'll go under the Echo Link. Back to you.
Thank you, Dave. Yes, I got you in there. Okay. Any other check-ins for Echo Link, please call now. At this time, I'd like to take regular check-ins. Please call now.
I'm just checking KF8CLX, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Lima X-ray, Rick from New York, but I don't know if you got it the first time or not.
Okay, so we picked up KF8BLX. Any other stations wishing to check in, please call now. Okay, not here today. We'll kick it off with our Echo Link station. KE8PCQ, Dave, go ahead and pick it up. KC8BOA.
KE8PCQ to the group tonight. Second time I've used Echolink, so I had to do a little tweaking, but we got it going. We're over here in Manistee. It's kind of cloudy and overcast and 80 degrees. Came up here today and actually, M115 was bumper to bumper from Cadillac to Clare on the way south. and it took us about 12 minutes to make a left-hand turn on the 55 at the Cadillac light. Once we got here, though, it's nice and quiet. So with that said, I'm hoping everybody has a good week, and I'll be one and done on this, guys. So KE8PCQ, back to net, 7-3, guys.
Well, thank you there, Dave, and hopefully you have a safe and enjoyable trip and enjoy your time. I'll take check-ins, regular check-ins for the Mid-Michigan Net. Please call now, TCABUA. Okay, I thought we'd have another station joining us, but apparently not. We'll go to KC8SDL with N8ERL on standby. Go ahead and pick it up there, Rob, TCABUA.
Good evening, Mr. Rick. Doing a great job as usual. KCAVOA in the group, Kilo Charlie 8, Shakeout Salima, wave hello to everyone. On that tonight, out there out west in West Michigan, hope you're having a good time. Miss Minnie, good evening to yourself. Rob's doing pretty good here. Good on Esther, nice today. But Rick, she is hot outside. Oh boy. In the basement, it's a lot cooler. I haven't run much HL because the tube is a swan and the heat can. It's a shack hot, but the killing isn't too bad. The shoes, you only got 3 versus 20. Like I told you last week, and I mentioned on that control that I did the West Bench to Pioneer Power Engine show last week and had a good time. First off, it didn't rain. I had a good time. Matter of fact, my friend KF8 AIW is going to come over tomorrow. Hopefully, we're going to put a magneto on my big engine. I've been had a homemade affair, which never worked very good. It kicked back and backfired and all kinds of racket. So Rob's going to be pretty happy about getting that bag put on. I found a magneto online. I'm getting ready to hopefully it's in good shape. So okay, Rick, that's all I got to report. Yeah, I had a good day today. I was on the HF a little bit earlier today, but really noisy band conditions. So okay, I'll be off for the second go-round. Again, doing a great job. KCAVOA, there we go. The wrong V in the group. Kilo Charlie, Shakeout Salima. Take it away, Rick.
Okay, thank you, Rob. Yes, it is warm out there. Not unseasonably warm, but it is warm. And gotta enjoy it when we got it. Next, we go to N8ERL with WADW on standby. Go ahead and pick it up there, Dave.
Hey, thanks, Rick. I'm doing a few things with radio. I have been working a lot of 17 meters. It seems to be open almost every day, open until quite late in the evening, working on picking up a few states and a few countries with that. Of course, it's very, very close to 20 meters, and it's a pretty interesting band. I listen around at 10 meters, and 10 meters, at least the times that I'm listening the last few days or even weeks, just hasn't been good. I make a few contacts now and then, but it's not very strong signals. I have a list of states and countries that I want to get for those two bands, and keep trying to get that. I'm still getting a few of the QSL cards trickling in from the 13 colonies of that. And other than that, I'm thinking about, I have a separate digital station from my main station. I've been using my classic IC, well, I don't know if it's a classic yet or not, but my ICOM 746 Pro, which I got back, I bought that 20 years ago, and I've been using it quite a bit as a backup radio and off to the side, but I've got a IC7300 that I think I'm going to replace that in the digital part of my shack. Had it for quite a while and never used it much, along with my 7610, which I never used too much either, but looking forward to seeing what that'll do digital-wise. Back to you, Rick, KCBOA and ADRL.
Well, thank you, Dave. Thank you for the update at 70 meters. We appreciate that. Next, we've got WABW and with TDPZ on deck. Go ahead and pick up there, Dave. KCVOA.
Okay, real good there, Rick. KCVOA, WABW. Yeah, it is a warm one today. We yesterday we spent the whole day, in Augray, working on the boat. We have it up for sale. I had it on Boat Trader, and all I got is scam stuff on that. So I took that down, and it's been on Craigslist for probably a month, month and a half. I got a interested person email from them the other day, so we went up and made it presentable. We hadn't taken the cover off yet. Actually, we got up there, and the cover was half off on it. The wind had taken a half off, so we had to take that all the way off and do some cleaning and stuff, and I got some more pictures that he asked for, and I updated my web page this morning and told him that they were ready to look at. I didn't have any interior pictures, so we went up, took them, and got a email from them. He's interested. He's going to be driving down probably weekend after next from Petoskey to look at it, so I got my fingers crossed that all goes well. We worked on emptying the car out today, though, so it was pretty warm out there. That's all I've had. About all I got this time around. Rick, I'll turn it back to the KCAVOA, WADW.
Oh, very good, Dave. Good to be making progress on that. Next, go to KDATAZ with KF8BLX on standby, KCAVOA. Go ahead and pick it up, Benny.
Well, good evening, KC8VOA. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to all the rest of the guys on here. It's good to hear everyone in here tonight. Not doing too much. My daughter and grandkids, they all come down last night and brought some cake and ice cream for me for my birthday, which is Tuesday. So anyway, other than that, got a call from my sister saying that the memorial service for my other sister that I lost last week is on the 10th of August, so at her place. So anyway, other than that, not much else going on. This is KD8DAZ, back to KC8VOA.
Minnie, sorry to hear about your sister there. Yeah, unfortunately, it happens. Next we'll go to KF8DLX, and then we'll do a standby. Go ahead and pick it up there, Rick, KCVOA.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. Not really too much going on. Just been kind of relaxing for the weekend, watching a little bit of the Olympics, and seems they put everything else on hold. Seems like all the other sports out there stopped. Except for baseball. Everything else just came to a quick while the Olympics are going on. But other than that, enjoying this fine weather we're having. Waiting for the other team to drop, as usual, for Michigan. So I'll call that a first round and send it back to the net. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Rick. Are there any stations wishing to join the Sunday Mid Michigan Net? Please call now, KC8BOA. Okay, not hearing any. Dave's getting out of a boat, and my wife bought an RV, so we're getting in the RV world. So lots to do. That's been keeping me pretty busy here this weekend and this week and probably for the next 2 weeks. A lot of things to do on it. So it keeps me hopping. We'll go up to KC8SDL with NAERL on standby. Go ahead and pick it up there, Rob. KC8VOA.
KC8VOA in a group. Kilo Charlie to Dougville. Well, very good, Rick. Welcome to the camping world. You'll love it. Very good. I had my camper. Unfortunately, due to health reasons, I had to sell my camper, but I had a lot of fun with it the years I had it. And also, yesterday, Smitty, sorry for your loss, ma'am. Very sad about your loss. We'll be thinking about you. We'll say a prayer. And by the way, and also, happy upcoming birthday. So you enjoy your birthday. But again, sorry for your loss, Smitty. Yeah, I was going to say, the Indie Show in Carroll is 9th, 10th, and 11th of August in Carroll. It's a fairgrounds. And if you get a chance, I know you got the camper and stuff getting it ready, but you're cordially invited to drop in and see me there. I'll be set up with my engines running. You're welcome to come, like to eyeball you. You can see my engines gap time. So, yeah, other than that, yeah, getting ready for the show. It's only a week and a half away, so it's getting pretty close here. And I'll go over there probably Wednesday or Thursday to set up. And the Hall Hilton these days is a newfangled tent. You just step inside it, you lift yourself up, it's already pitched and deployed, and there you go. Pretty easy to use it. I use it up at West Ranch, but Kevin Kelly up at West Ranch 2 weeks ago, I think it got quite chilly there. Well, actually, last week, the weekend of the 20th, it got pretty chilly up there, but I survived. Hi. Okay, other than that, that's all I got to report. Yeah, again, had a really nice day today, and good luck on your boat here, Dave. I hope that gentleman is fantastic. Yeah, I lived there for quite a few years. A nice place up there, so. Okay, Rick, I hand it back to you. You have a good week, and you take care. KCAYV, or I get it again, KCBOA in the group, Kilowatt Charlie 8, here's out to Lima. 7-3's right.
Okay, Rick, you have yourself a wonderful week, and if I get an opportunity, I know it's looking pretty busy right now, if I get an opportunity, I'd love to swing out to the Carroll Fair. Next, we'll go to NAVRL with WADW on standby. Go ahead and pick up there, Dave.
I just wanted to send condolences to you, Minnie. I'm so sorry for the loss of your sister. It's always so tough when you have a family member, and my goodness, Minnie, you sure had your share. I just don't know what to say. It's again, my condolences. And going ahead, August 2nd, which I guess is this coming Friday already, is Savara's Ice Cream Social. I'm not sure what time that starts, if that's going to start at 6 or 7. Maybe somebody will bring that up tomorrow on the net. Have a good week, everybody. Back to you, Rick. You can see me away on ADRL. Oh, and congratulations on getting the new RV 73.
Okay, thank you, Dave, and I'm looking forward to seeing you there Friday night and having a bowl of ice cream with you. And hopefully anybody else that's in the area here that's listening in would come out to the airport there and join us there Friday night. We'll go to WADW. Dave, go ahead and pick it up, KCBOA.
Okay, real good there, Rick, KCBOA, WADW. Not a whole lot more. Yeah, the sale of the boat sort of it's like getting rid of a family member. We've had that boat for about 38 years, so it's just got the point that too much work, and actually not too much work on the boat itself, but too much work to sail. So we decided that we had to get rid of that. So it's a challenge anyway. Anyway, that's about all I got to say. 73 is good luck on your camper there, Rick, and maybe we'll catch you someplace. 73 is all. KCAVOA, WADW.
KADAC.
Yeah, you're going from a water vehicle to a tow behind land yacht. That's quite a change there. Anybody else wishing to join to the Sunday night in Michigan, please call now, KCBOA.
Good evening, Bob. Got two in front of you yet, and we're on our 73 round. So next, we'll go to TD8PAZ with KF8DLX on standby. KC8VOA. Go ahead and pick it up, Minnie.
Well, good evening there again, Rick. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening there to Bob. There's good to hear him in there tonight. Yeah, not much going on. Thanks, everybody, for the condolences. And, yeah, she's been sick for quite a while and that. She ended up having a heart attack about 3 months ago, and they put in a pacemaker, and the doctor told her it might be a month, 2 months, 3 months, and I think it's been about 3 months. So, and then she went into septic shock, so... anyway, she never recovered from that. She was 76, a year older than me. So, anyway, this is KD8DAZ back to KC8VOA.
Well, thank you, Minnie, and definitely sorry for your losses there. My condolences there. We'll go to KF8DLX. Rick, go ahead and pick it up with NATPR on standby.
KF8DLX, yeah, condolences and loss here for sure there, and the only other thing I can think of is good luck with the camper. They say it makes life so much easier than camping with a tent. I think it's about equal, to tell you the truth, once everything is all said and done. There's differences, but still about the same amount of work. That'll be 73 to everybody. Have a great week.
Well, thank you there, Rick. NATPR, Bob, go ahead and pick it up. KCBOA.
Yeah, thanks for picking me up, my last guest. We've been, my daughter and granddaughter, we were camping last weekend with them. And then we had a wedding in Tawa, sent to that. And then they stayed with us all week because my other daughter that lives in St. Louis, Missouri, she come in during the middle of last week and stayed with us for a while. Then we had a family reunion yesterday and at the Bay City State Park. We rented one of the pavilions or reserved it. And that was pretty good. Long day, but it was fun getting with all the families. And then my daughter and granddaughter from Cleveland, they left about 2 o'clock this afternoon, and my daughter lives in St. Louis, Missouri. She just left here about 7:15, and she's heading for New Buffalo, Michigan, where she's got some friends that she used to live there and used to teach there. So she's got some friends there. She's going to stay overnight with them and then head on to St. Louis from there. It's about 6 hours from there, so... got that all done, and both the girls got new cars, and so Dad had to wash them and wax them and clean them out. Well, they helped me do it, but whenever they visit, it seems like I got to do that for them, at least once a year, wax it for them. So we got that all done, and they're all headed on their way back home. Well, the one daughter just got back to Cleveland. She tested us, so that she ended up safe there. She said she had a hard time from Frankmuth to the, took her an hour to get from here to the 75-23 split. She should have went around it, but we didn't know how bad it was. But anyways, hope everybody had a great weekend, and better tomorrow. And thanks for doing that. Back to Net Control. This is NAKPR.
Well, thank you there, Bob. Do we have any other stations we'd like to check in? Please call now. KCBOA.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Are there any closing comments or rechecks to the net?
That's Kilowatt Charlie 8 here at Delta Lima. Recheck real quick, Rick. Over.
Go ahead and pick it up there, Rob. KCBOA.
In that control. NATPR, could you stick around after the net? I'd like to yak at you on that. Over.
Yeah, just for a minute. I got some stuff I got to take care of outside, but I can stick around for a little bit.
Well, appreciate it. Thank you very much, Rick. Okay, Mr. Nekatoa, take it away. Thanks a lot, Rick.
Thank you, Rob. Just a reminder, tomorrow night, 9 p.m., the Savara Net on this repeater, and then for those wishing to attend the Savara Club meeting, it is this Friday. The time, I'm not sure. Typically, club meeting is 7 p.m. I'm not sure if they're going to move it up or not. We'll have to check tomorrow night's net for that information. I would like to thank tonight's check-ins. We've had a total of 8 check-ins at this time. The Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all who participated in the net. This is Rick, KCBOA. The net is now closed at this time. And 73, everybody, KCBOA.
Hey there, NAKPR, NAKPR, KCHSDL. Good evening, Bob.
KCHSDL, good evening, Rob. It's NAKPR. What's new with you, buddy?
Said you asked, I will tell you real quickly. You're cordially invited to see me in my engine at the Carroll Engine Show is in the Carroll Fairgrounds week of August 9th. 10th and 11th, second weekend of August. Of course, you're invited. Maybe if you have a chance, you can drop off and come up to Carroll for a few hours, and you can see my engines. I'll be on display there. I'll be by one of the big sheds of the sugar plant, so I'm pretty close to there. So if you have a chance, you can come see me. I did the show at West Rancher the weekend of 18 to 20. Of July. Had a good time. One thing, Bob, it didn't rain. Had a good time. Over.
Yeah, I was up that way, Rob. West Branch. I have a camper in Lupton. Had a campground there. And I was trying to make it over there to see you, but one thing after another, and, you know, just ran out of time. And plus my daughter and granddaughter were with us, so it was, you know, had to, I don't get to see them very often, so I pretty much just hung with them, and they didn't want to leave the campground because this is the only, normally they get up there maybe 3 times a year, but they're only going to be able to make it one time this year, so they didn't want to leave the campground. They wanted to chat with all the family and friends that they have up there, so I didn't get a chance to leave. And then that weekend you're talking about in Carroll, I'm going to be up in the West Branch area again, so. But yeah, I'd like to see that stuff run. I used to go to there's one old steam engine type thing show over by Traverse City. I can't say what town it was in, but they had like a regular train running, and they have all these steam engines, you know, doing the wood mills, everything you can imagine. I just know I come out of there speckled with coal ash, and oil, my face is all oily. That's how bad it was there. That's how many things they had running. Back to you.
Very good there. And then Casey, yep, Buckley. Steam show at Buckley, yeah, I was a member of them. Matter of fact, when they first got that train running, I helped them on the opening day of running that steam engine locomotive there. And they also had a diesel engine there at one time that came from the defunct Little Kerosenic Railroad. And guess you've got to run, Bob, me. Yep, I was a big member of them for a lot of years, but I moved away because of my job, and I had to quit the club, but it was a lot of fun there. Well, no worries about not being able to make it. I do appreciate the thought of you trying to make it West Branch. Carol, have a good time. What you're going to be doing is for camping there up at West Branch. By the way, Octagon Barn, that's the second weekend, or the weekend after Labor Day. It's up in Gagetown, Rolies Divine. You jump on M25, go to Unionville, jog over, get on basically Forest Hill Road, and you a few miles, about 20, 30 miles, if that even 20 miles. You turn on there to the showgrounds at Octagon Barn. I'll be up there, too. That starts, I go Saturday, Sunday,
So if you're not doing anything that late in the year, you can come see me then. So, okay, that's all I got to report this, Bob. I know you're busy, so I'll let you go, and thanks for taking a minute to listen to me. And yeah, like I said, if you maybe get a chance a weekend after Labor Day, is the Oxygon Fall Family Festival of Oxygon Martin. I'll be there. I will be there. So, yeah, you go in there, and real easy to find. There's a row of the mentions, and I'm in that row there. So, okay, Bob, very good. 72. I'll catch you tomorrow night on the net, either Savara Net or the Tuscola Net. We have a choice. Hi. God bless you, brother. I'm glad you got to be with your family. That's a good thing. So, okay, Bob, we'll clear your final. You take care. Over.
Okay, Rob, always a pleasure to talk to you. You're a busy man. And, I pretty much gone camping every weekend until, middle of October. So that's when I usually close the trailer, by the middle to the next to the last weekend of October. And we got Halloween things going on. One weekend during September, we're traveling to Cleveland, Ohio. We may be going to Cleveland in the beginning of September, and someplace in the middle of September, we're heading to St. Louis, Missouri. And then I know the last weekend of September, the Halloween party, I think, in Davis at campground. And then the weekend after that is the campground, or vice versa, my campground up in West Branch. So I'm vice versa, but yeah, my weekends are pretty much full all summer long. But hey, thanks for the invite, and I do want to go to Octagon Barn one of these times. I wanted to, it was on my schedule this spring to go do it this summer, but we haven't had a chance to do anything other than I put out fires around here, then we're gone again someplace. But hey, Rob, yeah, I'll talk to you. I'll probably hear you tomorrow night on either both nets or one or the other. But I'll be on Savara's for definitely, and maybe Tuscola too. So take care, my friend. Have a good night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. This is NAKPR. We're clear.
Again, 7-3's Bob. QR Charlie 8, Sir Duffield, I will be clear, and QRT.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.